This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on June 30th, 2026. DAIA's $2.4 million raise to put African businesses' cross-border payments on stablecoin rails is a story about settlement layers, not apps. By offering multi-currency virtual accounts and APIs for other fintechs, DAIA is building a valuable asset that could become a crucial part of the continent's payment infrastructure. For builders, this means focusing on integration depth and wiring themselves into banks and mobile money schemes to create a durable value proposition. Can any consumer fintech in Africa sustain customer acquisition costs below lifetime margin without a physical agent network or telco distribution? What's driving the need for better cross-border payments is the FX liquidity gap that African businesses face, which is where Stable comes in, with its $2.7 million pre-seed. By building a liquidity exchange, Stable aims to make foreign exchange easier and more accessible for African businesses. For operators, this means understanding who actually bears FX risk in each cross-border corridor and at what cost of capital. When national instant payment switches mature, which private rails companies will become infrastructure and which will become resellers? MNT Halland's strategic capital raise from Al Asli at a $1.4 billion valuation is a testament to the growing importance of fintech in Africa. While the amount raised is undisclosed, the backing from Al Ahly and the loan book tell a story of a company that's building a strong foundation. For investors, this means looking beyond valuation milestones and focusing on operational metrics such as disclosed transaction volumes and take rates. What happens to dollar stablecoin demand in a market the year its central bank launches a credible local instant payment system or licensed FX channel? Yesterday, we talked about middlemen's angel backing to wire the Africa-China trade corridor. And today's story about open funds and deadlines is a reminder that there's still a lot of capital available for African startups. With a working list of funding opportunities and deadlines, startups can plan their fundraising strategies and increase their chances of success. For builders, this means understanding the instrument mix and whether the funding is equity or debt, and what that means for their business. Are philanthropic and jobs-focused funds a complement to venture, or an indictment of what venture failed to fund? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza.